The power failure struck Australia's biggest city during the evening rush hour. For tens of thousands of commuters and shoppers, the journey home proved to be long and frustrating as traffic lights were blacked out, causing massive congestion. A spokesman for power company Energy Australia said the blackout was caused by an unspecified problem with high-voltage cables that service two major substations in the central business district. The Sydney Harbour Tunnel was closed, along with other major routes out of the city, and hundreds of office buildings were left in darkness. Firefighters say they were inundated with calls about automatic fire alarms, and dozens of people trapped in elevators had to be rescued. New South Wales Fire Department Superintendent Craig Brearley says it's been a hectic time.
It has been pretty chaotic for a lot of the emergency services. I know the fire brigade had at one stage over 40 incidences running at the one time. We've received numerous 000 calls when the power went out. A lot of our calls were to automatic fire alarms, which is buildings installed fire protection. But probably some of the major things that we went to were lift rescues.
In the city centre and some surrounding suburbs, about 70,000 homes and businesses lost power. After more than 2.5 hours, power slowly started returning to many areas. The outage forced the cancellation of Monday's performances at Sydney's iconic Opera House. The blackout comes 2 days after Sydney deliberately turned off its lights for Earth Hour 2009. A global campaign by environmental groups that urges people to turn off their lights for 60 minutes to highlight the issue of climate change. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.